So, Mike, tell me about the change here, moving jobs.
Well, I mean, it really is with mixed emotions. I've had the privilege of representing people for 20 years now, 7 years as president, and it has certainly been 7 years that have been extremely difficult times in our members or families in this community. And, I mean, the opportunity arose, and I really had to weigh out where I could continue to do some good for people. And with Alex Keeney's departure, Ken asked me if I would take on the assignment, and I had to give it a lot of consideration, thinking about our leadership and our membership and in my personal family. And I came to the conclusion that by going on as a staff rep for Ford, I'd be able to continue to assist the members here in Windsor and Local 200, but also help the people in St. Thomas that are going through a real difficult time with the impending closure. And then, of course, the Oakville Assembly Plant and the depot. And it is with mixed emotions, because I've enjoyed the people that I've worked with here. I've enjoyed the environment, enjoyed all the good things we've been able to do as far as the charitable stuff and Computers for Kids, United Way Hospice, the Cancer Center. I mean, the list is endless. But I'm confident that, the next generation of leadership will step up and the local will go on without missing a beat. I have full confidence in that.
How different is this type of job going from an elected position to basically a union, in-house union job?
Well, in many ways, it's very similar, and in some incidences, it's different. I mean, the thing is, here with this assignment, I'll still be attached as a staff rep for the Ford assignment, and also looking after other units and the constitutional and appeal stuff from coast to coast. So that aspect of the job is going to be a big and far different than what I've did as the president, but I look forward to the challenge. I've been asked to take up the task, and it's pretty hard to say no to Ken Lorenzo when he asks you to take on an assignment.
So now, what happens with you leaving that post until the next election?
Well, I mean, what would happen now, and the folks, the leadership, are having discussions about that now. The vice president would automatically assume the position come January. I think, there should be no reason why the local just continues to operate and not miss a beat.
And Dan Cassidy is the vice president, right?
Yes, Dan Cassidy is the vice president.
When's the next election?
Our full elections here aren't until the spring of 2011. So in that case, he would continue finishing out my term.
Anything that you look back on as president of 200 that you're, most proud of doing?
Well, when it comes to looking at what I think was most proud was being able to, with all the engine plants and assembly plants that Ford has announced over the last number of years closure, they've only reopened one, and that's Essex Engine Plant. So to be able to go in and get a new product at such a difficult time is very rewarding, because quite frankly, had we not been able to do that, by about 2014, there could possibly be no Ford in Windsor. We recognized that. We went to work immediately. I had a number of times I went over to Dearborn, one-on-one meetings to try to make sure that I was pitching the workforce, the community, the work ethic, and we were successful. So that was one of the prouder things that have happened. And of course, we've had so many people lose jobs with no fault of their own because of the global financial collapse. To do what we were able to do in conjunction with Ford and the Ontario government for our adjustment center, it truly didn't only help people move on into second careers, but it saved people's lives. People were very desperate. When you lose a job, you have no income, can't look after your family. Some people do desperate things, and that center has saved people's lives.
It's been a very amazing, spectacular year in the auto industry, and I don't mean that is necessarily a good way, but taking on this new position as a national rep, are you worried about anything that is coming your way in the Ford perspective for other locals besides St. Thomas?
Well, you're always worried about it, but the one thing that I know is that through my tenure as president for 7 years now, it didn't matter what curveball was thrown at us, we dealt with it, and dealt with it the best of our ability, and there was no way we were going to throw in the towel. And even as we speak right now, the St. Thomas's assembly plant has not closed. And we're not going to throw the towel in. And there's, you know, hopefully other investors that may be able to utilize that facility and hopefully utilize the workforce there. When it comes to the facilities that are at risk moving out 2014 here in Windsor, when the Triton engine ends, we're going to absolutely make sure that we're in the forefront when it comes to product sourcing in 13, 14, 15 and out to ensure that you've got the next generation of workers that will have stability in their lives. I mean, you just can't give up. I mean, it was difficult going through bargaining that's in a concessionary nature as it was, but we've got to make sure that we're looking after. You're not going to roll the dice with people's lives, and there's just no way you're going to do that. And to say that it's that you can't resolve something is throwing in the towel, and we're never about that.